ball spark.
You want good words? Data language.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
And now here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Cowk with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP.
And a good, good Monday morning to you, Western Oklahoma, Northwest Oklahoma. It is The Skinny on Sports. Jared Atha starting things off today as Aaron is in the building. But you know what? He has a lot of stuff that he does, so he has to get some stuff done before he comes in here programming-wise. So we'll get you going here in just a little bit with Aaron. Let's preview the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff happening over the weekend. This is mainly going to be a softball-centric show. Of course, the Women's College World Series is ongoing. It's being stretched out because of rain delays. OU's still alive. OSU, unfortunately, got eliminated, so that takes away our hope of a Bedlam final. Maybe in the I feel like that's coming in the next few years, don't you? Just the way the programs have been built, one with OU and the one that's being built at OSU. So, but there's lots, there's some stuff that happened on the field that we could talk about. Of course, there's some stuff off the field that was talked about that we can talk about as well, including, you know, like I mentioned, rain delays pushed one game all the way till about midnight. And then it wasn't done until after 2 a.m. How do we feel about that? We know how Patty Gasso felt about that, but how do we feel about that? We'll talk about that. Also, the controversy continues in this show, I guess, is John Rahm and what happened to him at the Memorial, having to withdraw because of a positive COVID test. We'll talk about that. And, of course, it is Monday, which means Mr. Jim Traber, our guest each and every Monday, will be on with us. We missed out on him last week, so we'll have a full list of topics, 2 weeks' worth, to talk about with Mr. Jim Traber. Now, let's bring in the host of the show, Mr. Aaron Cowk, the Skinny on Sports. You everything fixed? You okay?
Man, I don't know what happened.
It's hard to explain to the listener what happened, but that's...
I'm not sure what happened.
But we're good to go now.
We're good to go.
Okay.
We've got
sweat
everything
off the
back
brow.
Right.
We're okay.
Hey, by the way, if you're listening to us down here in Elk City on 98.1 and all of a sudden we go away, switch over to 1240 a.m. We got some people out at the tower working on some issues that we've been having with 98.1, so if we go away, or if any time after us, 98.1 goes away, it's because we're doing some work on the tower, powering it down. You won't be able to hear us, but 1240 will still be working. So just keep that in mind.
And the app.
And, of course, the app.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind as we go along in the show. If you're listening on 98.1 down here in the southern part around Elk City and it goes off, just switch her over to 1240 a.m., and we will be there. Loud and clear.
Very good.
Where'd you get to?
I just gave a rundown of our rundown. What are we going to talk about? I said it's going to be mostly, feels like, a lot of softball-centric. Of course, we'll talk about the Memorial. Not so much the results, but the situation with John Rahm.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jim Traber's going to be on with this. And I didn't see on the rundown, but we can get our thoughts about the NBA as round two has begun, and some shockers and some not. Where do you want to begin?
What'd you do this weekend?
Softball. A lot of softball. Both watching in person and watching on TV, obviously. That was my weekend. That's it. That's it. How about you?
Golf Friday, Saturday.
How'd it go?
We were second. We didn't play good enough to win. That's just the bottom line. We were tied for the lead after the first day.
I'd be ecstatic to take second.
We played good on Friday. Saturday, just a couple putts didn't go in, a couple of bad shots, but we were thoroughly outplayed. When you lose by four, it's hard to sit around and go, man, if we'd have just made that one and made it. No, you didn't play good enough. Period, end of story, when you get your tail kicked by four shots in one round, one 18-hole round.
Yeah.
You weren't good enough. So, but it was perfect weather.
Wasn't it?
Really super nice for the... For both days out here at Elk City Golf and Country Club, everything went off pretty swell. And, you know, number 51 in the books at the end of the day. It's over. Number 51 is down.
Isn't that so crazy how fast that flies?
Preparations will be starting for number 52 probably today. We'll get on the text message group, group text, and what, you know, what went great, what we need to change, what we need to write down and remember for next year, and and all that sort of thing, like we do about everything. So, anyway, it was a fun weekend. It really was. It, you know, anymore, it's for sure my favorite tournament because, you know, we get to play as opposed to ours where we're working. You know, that's just the way it is. But
not that our tournament's not fun.
Yeah, it's just not as fun
because
we're not
playing. We got to work it.
I mean,
but it's
work
still fun.
Is never as much fun as play.
Well, no. But it's fun being out there and
oh yeah,
seeing people and seeing really, really good golf. Really good golf.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Now, there's still spots open for ours.
Championship flight, yes.
Championship flight only.
Yes, only championship flight.
Okay.
We've got a waiting list working for A, B, and C flight. So if you want to get on that, you can call. I'll write you down and just take your chances that way of trying to get in the tournament. No guarantees, though. Championship flight, the others. a little short than half
okay.
of the field that we're going to end up with. But that one also doesn't fill up near as fast. It doesn't feel like. This guy's kind of wait around. This is another thing that's annoying.
Like, could you hear the eye roll? I could hear that eye roll.
I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have that thing solidified by, I don't know, next week. So
what's going to happen? You're going to get some last minute.
Always does. Always.
Always happens that way.
Always, always.
What's going to happen when those guys, it's a last minute thing, and then they sign up or they attempt to, and it's full? What do you tell them? Sorry?
Sign up.
You've now.
Don't come crying to me. You've had 3 months.
What's going on here, guys?
The books literally open May 3rd, and so if you want to come crying on July the 28th, that's a you problem.
Yeah,
that's a you problem. You had all this time. I mean, it just is. I don't know what to tell you, other than sorry. I guess the other 2.5 months weren't enough time for you to get her in. I think that would be fantastic if it happened, because that would mean, obviously, the field would be full. And,
yeah.
You know, and then maybe, just maybe, because you know part of the reason why we're full now already in ABC? Because there's some people on that list that has happened to.
Where they missed out
because they waited too long. And there's some people that are on the waiting list right now that have played, and now they're at this point, it looks like they're going to miss out because they waited too long. It would be fabulous if that would happen in championship flight. That way, it would all get all the teams would be wrapped up by about June 15th.
Why not?
And we'd have a whole month and a half.
I know the answer to this question, but why not the folks that are on the waiting list for A, B, or C just bump up a little bit and get into the championship flight?
I mean, it's always
they don't want to. They're scared of the competition.
Well, yeah. I mean, no offense to some of those on there, but yeah. I mean, you just want to go burn $200 for four of you?
That's a good point.
Now, the one thing about it is, it's just one day, and it, you know, you catch lightning in a bottle, you make a boatload of money.
Challenge yourself.
But I also think there's a realistic side of things that comes with playing in that flight.
Right.
And it is that there is really, really good golfers that are in there. And so, I understand what you're saying.
But why?
But I also understand why that doesn't happen that way, because you're just lighting money on fire.
Right. You know, before that event, we have another event.
Fishing Derby, Derby. And I forgot.
It's coming up.
You sent me all that information on Friday, and I flat out forgot.
I am taking care of it right now.
Well, there's nowhere to put it.
I can find a place.
On one of our stations.
We are full.
Yeah, there's nowhere to put it on one of them.
I'm starting to see that. Yeah, there's some spots. Those good radio problems to have, our inventory.
Yeah.
Inventory listener is commercials. We got great sponsors, but we are full.
Yeah,
packed
one of them,
to the gills.
One of them, there's nowhere to put it. Matter of fact, if you're going to call Tradio, you better call. because there's a bunch there, too.
There's a lot in trading.
Kind of some overload.
Very good.
Anyhow.
So, full of golf for you, full of softball for me. And I have a feeling that's where we'll begin.
Yeah. It's what,
unless you want to start with the whole ROM situation.
I mean, what do you want to talk about softball? You want to talk about?
Well,
the...
I mean, I see on the rundown you have about the ending a game at what was it? Almost 2:30.
Yeah. Okay. So Saturday, there was rain delay, and then they decided to play both games. So Oklahoma played UCLA. That game ended just before midnight, probably.
Yeah.
It was right in there. Though you went at 10-3, and then they went ahead and played the Oklahoma State-Florida State game, which ended at 2:18. Patty Gatso clearly had choice words about that. It wasn't even her team, about how ridiculous that was. And I guess I'm unclear as to why they had to play it then. Is it because they didn't want one of those teams potentially having to play three games in one day? Is it because of the TV schedule, they didn't want to mess with what they had coming up on Sunday?
You know, a lot of people would put the blame on the NCAA and those who decide to play those games that time.
And then what changed? What changed for yesterday?
Right, yeah. I think it is more so on the TV side, to be honest with you. Because they didn't want to have to shuffle stuff around ESPN, that is. You have, 50 channels you can occupy, you know? I don't know why they didn't push things back like they're doing today. It just makes more sense. And Gasol made a great point. If we're protecting the student-athlete, that was not protecting them, which makes Florida State's win yesterday that much more impressive because they – I'm sure by the time they got to their hotel and wind down and go to sleep, it had to be
5 a.m.
Yeah, 4 or 5 a.m. Then they had to turn around, wake up, get ready for another day. At that time, they thought would be two more games if they were to win the first one they did. So, you know, God bless the rain, right? Because without that rain delay yesterday, my goodness, I don't know if Florida State would have been able to walk out of Hall of Fame Stadium if they had to play two games. So, Gasol made a great point. If we're protecting a student athlete, that's not it. I mean, there's other interest in mind right there. But, I mean, it was Saturday night. I could see the other side of it being, it's Saturday. You know, it's Saturday night. Let's stay up late. Let's play some softball and get these games in. And then Sunday will be a normal day. But when it got to be 2 a.m., that was the thing for me. I watched the OU game, and then I thought, hey, there's one more game. I'm going to watch this one. And I didn't really realize what time it was until it was over. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It's 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I know that they referenced yesterday during the games that there was a NCAA rule that stated you couldn't start something past midnight, and they just basically ignored that rule.
Mm. Didn't know that.
In order to get it in. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that it was clearly a TV function.
Yeah.
Whether or not to, you know, not shuffle things around or or keep it going. But it just, you know, I kind of see two sides of it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the comparison I'm about to make is anywhere near is important, but when you look yesterday on Facebook, the T-ball team from Sayre played five games in one day. Little girls, what are they, 6, 8? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do it every weekend,
right?
Upwards of how many games? I mean, 4, 5.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you win, you play less, but. Yeah,
right. But once you lose one,
it's a marathon.
You can play 4, 5, 6 games in a day. So I mean, the protect the student athletes is a little bit, I don't know, disingenuous probably isn't the right word, but I mean, come on, to think about them Well, they're going to have to play three games. Well, that's all they've done their whole life.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like those girls are used to that. Those women are used to, you know, those marathon days at the softball field. Now, I totally understand, you know, how important it is with the competition that's being played and how you want to make it fair, which to me is the main reason why they did what they did yesterday and completely flipped the script, was because you couldn't play one and not the other. And it flat out really may not have even been fair to Florida State to make a play again.
Yeah.
You know, with the time, and then there was a chance you'd run into the same situation with them that you just did the night before. The Oklahoma game with James Madison, what would it have probably started, 8:30 last night, something like that, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, at the time they said it would be 30 minutes after the conclusion.
So that was somewhere in that range. So you put another 2.5 hours on it with a 2-hour game and a 30-minute delay in between. Well, yeah, now you're making Florida State first pitch after 11 again. Not done till so,
right.
And then trying to start if they happen to win, then starting the series that next day. I mean, it was definitely unfair to them with what happened. But at the same time, you know who ought to be the most pissed off about any of this?
Who's that?
Kenny Gajewski.
Yeah.
If I was OSU and their fans, I would be so mad, because you know what it looks like? It looks like they got screwed and they kowtowed to OU.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like. It does. It's exactly, I mean, Patty Gesso says one thing and boom, it changes. You know?
She's kind of been the Nick Saban of sorts of softball. You know, Nick Saban would complain about something and you'd see changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's who ought to be upset. Really? Our season's on the line. You may just play till 2:15, and then the very next day, OU says something, and boom, they don't have to play.
Right.
And that's where I think your TV is spot on. Is because of the drama that has built with the number one team and the Cinderella team. And trying to get as many eyeballs on that and trying to keep that story going as long as you possibly can. Because right now ESPN's in a great spot. They're going to get to have those two teams play a winner-go-home game. And then you still have the story is this team, you know, number one, trying to be one of the best teams of all time. Or little James Madison just knocked off Goliath and is now playing for the title. It was really interesting. I mean, a lot of the stuff on the field this weekend, there was tons of it. There was a bunch of good. But I think the storylines are really the stuff that happened off of it.
I spoke with somebody yesterday who went to the games on Saturday before the rain delay. As a parent on one of my kids' teams, and he said, we knew we were going to be cutting it close to get to that OU game. Well, guess what happened? The rain delay. So, man, we got there enough time to go eat, and by the time we were done eating, they're letting fans back in. We went in, watched the game. We decided to stay for the OSU game. I said, so did you get a room or something? It's like, no, we drove back. Got back by 4:30, and they were there playing softball. God bless kids and their energy. Because you couldn't tell that kid was at softball games till 2:30. But he did say, she fell asleep about halfway through that OSU game.
Yeah.
Fell asleep, was asleep the entire way home, you know. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, I said earlier, you know, it's about the players, protecting the players. But, man, where OSU got robbed, because after that, you know, the highly anticipated 1-2 OU-UCLA game, place was packed, you'd think. If it was a normal time, then you get the OSU Florida State, and those fans are going to stick around, and it's going to be packed for that. No. Did you notice that?
Oh,
yeah. That kind of broke my heart, too. Because, I mean, this is Oklahoma State in their home state right here. And because they've pushed this thing back so late, nobody's there. You know, they all the fans exuded all that energy on that first game, and nobody wanted to stick around for the second one. And I think, in some way, we talk about fan interaction, how important it is. Glad to see fans back in stands after this pandemic and everything. But it's a big reason, I think, why some teams win or lose is there's, you know, the electricity of the fans. And I think that electricity was sucked out of the stadium when they decided to play a game after midnight.
Yep.
Everyone was tired. Do we want to stick around or let's go? You know, I guarantee a lot of OU fans would have stuck around if it was a normal time.
Oh, for sure.
And probably would have rooted on their fellow Big 12 school.
Yeah. It just, tough break for them. Have your season end at 2:18 in the morning.
Yeah.
In your home state. Yeah. If I was OU, I'd be on. And then we don't have time to get there. Maybe tomorrow. But how about the folks yesterday that were standing in line waiting for the next OU James Madison game that never happened?
Yeah.
They didn't tell anybody. By the way, shout out to the Elk City Crushers. The Little Sarah Eagles won. The Crushers won the tournament in 10U up here this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Good field. Every game yesterday was a one-run game. It would have been fun to watch. It was 5-4, 5-4, 6-5.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Those are nerve-wracking for parents.
No doubt. All right, we got to talk about John Rahm. So Saturday. My days are mixed up still. We're sitting there, we're going around and checking the leaderboard every now and then as we're playing golf. And like, man, Rahm is just killing it.
Yeah.
He's running away this thing. And then my phone starts blowing up with, oh my gosh, they got to test him again. They got to test him. I'm like, what happened? What are you talking about? And so then, of course, now everyone's probably seen the video of him walking off the 18th, smiling ear to ear, 6-shot lead. Just absolutely dominating the field at the Memorial at Jack's Place, only to learn that he was being forced to withdraw because of a positive COVID test. And I guess the way that I've read it or heard it explained was the reason why the timing was such was because of the delay that they had on Thursday. So Thursday, it basically rained the day out for the most part.
Okay.
So then by the time that Rahm was able to get done with the second, with what would normally have been Friday's round, it was Saturday morning. He had to go back out Saturday morning and finish his second round. That's when he made the ace on 16. And so he gets tested after that, but then has to go right back out. And the tests weren't rapid. They were more of the PCR because they wanted to avoid false positives because of what that might mean with the protocols that are set up, meaning a false positive could take away the chance for somebody to win a golf tournament. They didn't want that to happen. And so he was tested, they sent it off, and the first test came back positive as he was kind of making the turn into the middle of the back nine. And so then the tour said, okay, retest it. We have to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and then turns out the results came right about the time that he was finishing. I mean, when is this done? Exactly. I mean, you know what? I get it, Rahm. He was so damn sick he couldn't play. Oh, no, that's not right.
No,
he was just running away from everybody. And there's so many things that could have happened outside of just making him withdraw from the tournament. Why couldn't he play by himself on Sunday?
Right.
And if you're worried about his caddy, he can carry his own bag.
Right.
Why? I just don't understand when, I mean, the guy was killing everybody with it. It's not dangerous to him or, you know, if you want to make the argument, somebody else, okay. But it's not dangerous to him. Not bothering him. You think if he had the choice of playing with COVID versus not, that he'd have not played?
Here's one. Just stay with me here. If masks work, why can't you just wear a mask
and play golf?
I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't understand why he can't play it by himself.
No, I'm totally with you, yeah.
Why can't he go out there by himself? I mean, listen, The truth of it is, he'd already social distanced himself from the field far enough. 6 shots, 6 feet. It's funny that those two things were the case.
Yes, that's funny.
But why can't he play by himself?
I completely agree. It makes no sense to me.
When
you know, we're allowing how many fans in? How many fans attended this event? I didn't see. I don't look for official numbers.
There's a bunch.
But see what I'm saying?
I mean, and that's what was ironic.
Backwards?
That's what was ironic as he's walking off 18 green to get told he can't play anymore because of COVID. You look behind him and there's, I don't know, 15,000 people standing shoulder to shoulder.
Exactly. It just seems backwards. We'll crowd in an airport terminal to get on a plane where we have to. You know, it just seems so back. Everything seems backwards.
I saw a story this weekend where there was a bike rally, like a bicycle.
Bicycle.
Like a bicycle rally or whatever in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Everyone's naked riding their bike, except for, wait for it, they all had to wear a mask. I mean, are you kidding me? When is this going to...
So you saw a picture? Can I see this picture?
You don't want to see it.
Probably not. You're right.
You don't want to see it.
Probably not.
Completely naked on a bicycle with masks on. Yeah, that's it. I just don't... when is this... When are we done? When is COVID an ankle sprain? Is it ever going to get to be that?
I don't know. It's based on each, you know, each league, NBA, NFL, PGA. How do they, you know? And this could be in a weird way, you know, silver lining here. PGA could take a lot of heat and go, you know what, guys, we messed up. We need to lax this a little bit.
You got to figure something else out.
Yeah.
Just being an automatic withdrawal.
Yeah.
Ain't it. There's so many better solutions.
When he withdrew, does his score solidify? Did he get money?
No.
He got nothing.
You're done.
That is ridiculous.
I did see that one of the betting sites said that they would honor people that took him to win.
Okay.
Because he was so far ahead. Joining us now is the host of the number one sports talk radio show in the afternoon drive all across this fine country. You'll hear him at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is the ultimate Jim Traber. Jim, how are you?
Good. It looks like, man, every time I look at you, you guys are getting a bunch of rain out there, huh?
It's, man, what did we get? Three something last week in one day? And just kind of here and there. Yeah, it's been nice. The grass is green, and now I think we're supposed to get a bunch of heat over the next week. And I mowed last night, and I'll probably have to mow again sometime during the middle of the week because the grass is probably ready to really, really start growing now that it's going to get hot.
It makes me happy for all the farmers and everybody that need all that water. So that's good.
Absolutely. Man, there's all kinds of things that happen over the weekend on the field, but it feels like the topics – are kind of off of it. I want to start up at what happened at the Memorial with John Rahm, who was just absolutely rolling through three rounds. He gets off of the 18th green and then is informed that because of a positive COVID test, he is forced to withdraw. I understand that that's the protocols that there are in place right now on the PGA Tour, but doesn't it seem ridiculous that that is the only course of action that they can take when a guy is that far ahead? And, you know, it obviously the COVID was bothering him. Well, maybe not, since he was just whipping everybody on the golf course.
Well, this is going to be my Traber's take today. You know, listen, sports is getting a little bit ridiculous. You know, I don't even know where to start, guys. I can barely talk, okay? How should I start this? Golly, I feel like an idiot. Like a first time on the radio, I'm a little nervous. I apologize. Here's the deal, guys. Why is it that all of these people, okay, are all they care about nowadays with the COVID is to show that they're doing the right thing? That's what's happened now. All the way from politicians to the NBA. The NBA is a total joke. Those dudes go over there and sit on the bench and put their mask on. Meanwhile, there's 15,000 people in the stands. And some of them have them and some of them don't. And, you know, it used to be before they told the coaches that they didn't have to wear their mask if they've been vaccinated that most of the time the time they take their mask off is when they're right in the face of the referee. That's going against everything. This is becoming a joke now. And the PGA Tour is right there with them, okay? Okay, so for months, guys, we have known, not thought, okay, I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative, we know that the virus does not spread outdoors, okay? And if it does, it barely does. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the two guys that he played with, right, Cantley and Morikawa, both said, we're fine with it. We've already been vaccinated, okay? So they said that because he was in the stupid protocol that he couldn't go into the locker room, fine. What changed? Because he got it? There's no difference. This is one of the biggest injustices I've ever seen in sports. I cannot believe. If I'm wrong, I sue the PGA. I really do. I sue the PGA. I cannot believe that they did this. All they had to do was say, okay, listen, John, you cannot come. The only thing you can do is be around your caddy, and he was either going to play with Morikawa. I don't know which one it would have been, but Cantley or Morikawa again. So you're going to be out there. We're going to have a special little area for you on the driving range to practice, a special little area for you to putt on the greens, and then you go play. I mean, fellas, why is this thing so ridiculous? We are over what those protocols are like 3-4 months ago. Change your daggone protocols. I just cannot believe they did this to this guy. And whether you like him or not, I don't care if it was Patrick Reed or Tiger Woods. This was pathetic what they did here. It really was. I don't understand. Is it just for show? I mean, I'm watching the NBA games now, guys, and the announcer has to read. You know, they have little reads that you do, and their NBA read is, make sure that you wear your mask and stay 6 feet away from each other. Stop it! This was a long time ago. This has been one of the most ridiculous. And as you well know, again, I don't want to get too political, but now we're finding out a whole bunch of different things about Fauci and all these other things. This was the biggest debacle I've ever seen. And guess what? The pro sports, they're going right along with it. Oh, we got to be careful. We got to kick a guy out of a tournament. We got to run commercials to tell you to wear your mask. Guys, it's pathetic. I mean, pathetic what's going on.
Well, to me, it feels like you're right that the protocols are all archaic now that we have a vaccine. Talking to a listener here, whatever your opinion is of getting the vaccine or not, but now that we have that out there, numbers are drastically dropping. We had how many fans at the Memorial? You know, can you tell me every one of them are vaccinated and or don't even have it? I mean, it's so archaic. The protocols at least need to change to be up to speed with, you know, the fact that we have a vaccine, the fact that it's working and the numbers are going down. It's such a shame that that Rahm has had to pull out of that. And me and Aaron were asking or talking off air. I mean, how much did that cost him? That's where I'd be suing.
Like, 1.3 million or $1.4 million.
That is such a shame.
Now, he doesn't need it. I mean, still. I mean, he's killing the field. I mean, you know what it reminds me of, guys? Real quick, I'll tell you a story. In high school, we had a kid move in from New Jersey. That's what we called him, New Jersey. And he was this African American kid, and he was a bad dude, man. Played linebacker. It was Donald Duck Williams was his name. And we were undefeated going into the playoffs. And when you go into the playoffs, right, you have to give a birth certificate. I don't know. Do they do that here in Oklahoma City? I mean, in Oklahoma, I don't know.
That's a great question.
When you start the playoffs, what'd you say?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Well, anyway, you had to give a birth certificate for each player. Well, this guy came from a really bad area in New Jersey. His mama got him out of there, broken home, terrible situation. And he actually, guys, had two different birth certificates. One of them said he was 19 years old, and one of them said that he was 18 years old, okay? And our coaches, who are the greatest, they were the greatest, most honest people you've ever seen, they could have very easily hidden, because you're 19, you couldn't play, all right? That was the rules in Maryland. So they turned in both of them, all right? They're as honest as they can be. Nobody knew it. We didn't have any. No one. We still don't know to this day whether he was 19 or 18, right? And you know what the penalty was, guys? Forfeiture of all games, no playoffs. Now, you see what I'm saying? You give the worst possible punishment when people are just being honest and doing the right thing. Now, I understand, you know, in golf when you, you know, make a mistake as far as a rule is concerned, you know, they give you a two-stroke penalty or whatever. But they don't kick you out of the daggone tournament for it. So, I mean, I know that's a long story to kind of say, couldn't they have gotten together and said, you know, instead of getting him when he walked off the thing, couldn't they said, hey, let's get together and figure out a way to do something better for this, right? Don't you think they could have done that, Skinny?
Yeah, I mean, how in the world is what happened, the penalty? Let him play by himself. Why can't he just play in his own group? You know, at the back of the field, I mean, he was going to be in the last group anyway. Just let him play by himself if everyone's so worried about it.
But both of the guys he might play with were...
They just played that same day. They had just got done playing with him.
And they said they had no problem.
Right.
They both said they had no problem. When are people going to realize that 25, 30-year-old people, 99.5% of them, nothing happens to them? I mean, this is just... I mean, this is ridiculous. Guys, you've been talking to me all through this pandemic. I got vaccinated. I wasn't real fired up about it. I know my wife wasn't real fired up about it, but we did it because of some things that we might have to do and things like that. But let's start moving into the end of this thing. I know it's not over, but I mean they're still treating it like there's no vaccine and everybody can't do anything. You're right, man. How many fans were at this daggone golf tournament, and this dude is outdoors walking. Nobody's near him. The only people that would be near him was his playing partner, his caddy, and the other guy's caddy, right? That's it. Nobody else. Three people were going to be near him. And they kicked him totally out of the tournament because it's pathetic. It really is. It's time for people to start realizing that they've gone way overboard with this thing. I'm sorry. They have. It's getting ridiculous.
But isn't that just human nature and ego? And no one can admit that they were wrong and went overboard way back then. And so you got to try to keep the charade up as long as you possibly can to make it look like, okay, we did the right thing the whole time, when in actuality, at this point, it's just ridiculous. I mean, he's walking off the green to get told, guess what? Everything you just said is 100% right. You know, if he's playing, he's not within 100 yards of people. And he's walking off, and you look behind him, and there's 15,000 people shoulder to shoulder behind the 18th green just watching him dominate. And it's just the hypocrisy of it to me is so ridiculous.
They knew that he got tested positive. At that point, a couple of important people should get together and say, listen, fellas, let's not make a big deal of this, okay? Let's just kind of meet him, in the area and just say, come on, walk with us, man. We're going to go over here or something. Or, you know, you're going to go in to sign your card or whatever. And then talk to him and go, listen, we're trying to figure out a way to let you be able to play, blah, blah, blah. You know, do something. I mean, it literally, was the biggest drama situation of all time to meet him right there to make sure, oh, he better not walk close to anybody. I mean, I just could not believe it, guys. I got a lot of words, but I'm also without words. It's just mind-boggling to me.
I mean, his reaction, because we all know back at the Masters, with a newborn baby, it was kind of one of those, oh, my gosh, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. We heard him say not again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it was like, oh, no. And then you figured out, that's it. They're going to kick him out for that.
I thought it was interesting, Jim Nance saying, gosh, they thought it was something worse than that.
Yeah, that's what he's slumped over, gosh, some real tragedy that they
told somebody
died or something. Seriously. Yeah,
well, yeah. I would hope the idiots wouldn't do that. I mean, in front of everybody, you know?
Right.
I hope they wouldn't come up and say, hey, your family. I mean, I hope they wouldn't do something like that, but I can't believe they did it the way they did.
Right.
Listen. You said admit that you're wrong. You don't even have to admit that you're wrong, Skinny. You really don't. All you got to do is say, look, this is a really unique situation that we didn't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you got to do. I don't know, man. It's just ridiculous. And guys, it's not the only place it's happening. It's happening everywhere. I mean, it's just, it's crazy, man. It really is. You got, like you said, look at Look at the arenas now, which I love. I mean, they're just packed. And when they show the crowd, you know, some of them have masks, some of them don't. I mean, if you want to wear a mask, great. I don't care. That's fine. I'm not wearing a mask anymore. I'm vaccinated and I'm fine. But boy, oh boy, man, to do what they did to him was just incredible. It really was.
Let's switch to the softball. Oklahoma's come
back.
I don't
know if I'm talking.
You know, and here's another. Last night, you know, the thing with OSU having to play till 2:15 in the morning, and then all of a sudden last night the rules switch. You know, I told Jared earlier, you can talk all you want, but, man, if I'm Kenny Gajewski, I'm the most mad person in the world because it looks like OSU little brother, OU big brother, and OU got their way, and OSU didn't. And as soon as Patty Gasso said, in defense of taking up for OSU, having to go through that, but also got things kind of changed to where now they're going to play 4 o'clock this afternoon instead of, you know, poor Florida State having to go through that again to try to play Alabama after midnight, which would have happened last night.
Yeah, I'm a little bit torn on this one. I you know, I texted with Kenny Gajewski yesterday, and he really didn't. I mean, he handled it beautifully. I mean, what an impressive dude this guy is, man. I mean, I know you might be an OU fan and can't stand OSU, but you got to be impressed with this guy. I mean, I loved him. If you guys heard him on the radio with me,
yep.
You know, he's gotten through this stuttering problem, and he's just awesome, man. And what he's doing up there. And they're going to be back. OSU will be back. I didn't like that they played that late. I couldn't even stay up that late. I couldn't even watch a daggone game. I was sad when I woke up the next morning. I do think that this shows another thing. And you know, guys, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know, people rip me many, many times, like saying I don't like women and I'm a misogynist. They wrote an article in the paper that said I was a misogynist. Which is ridiculous because all I have is girls all around me. But, you know, that's because I say on the radio I have the guts to say what thousands and thousands and thousands of people would love to say, that women's basketball isn't any good, okay? I'm willing to say it. But that has nothing to do with how I feel about women or other sports, okay? Let me tell you who doesn't care about women. The NCAA,
yep.
Okay? The NCAA treats women's sports like they are the little redheaded stepchild. And if anybody disagrees with that, you're wrong, okay? Look what they did to the bubble for the NCAA women. That was a thorough embarrassment. Not the men, though, guys. The men's was beautiful. And then look at this. They don't even know what they're doing in this tournament. This thing has just been so popular, and people are talking about it, and they don't even care about these women, guys. They don't care. I mean, the NCAA is so bad about women's sports. And, you know, I think their true colors are coming out, really, if you ask me. It's obvious that they should have waited until the next day. It's obvious that they should have probably an extra day in there. My gosh, you're in the middle of the tornado capital of the world in the beginning of June and the end of May. What do you think, guys? You think you should maybe put in an extra day, maybe? I mean, seriously, this is... And, yeah, then they switched. I didn't think about your angle, Skinny. I'm going to mention that on the radio. And, of course, as I always do, I'll mention your name. You've got to remember, I played for Gary Ward. Gary Ward would flat out tell us, everything I'm teaching you right now I stole from somebody else. So
right.
I'm not one of those people that take things from other people and don't give them credit. I'll give credit to everybody, and I'm going to give credit to you. That's really interesting. Yeah, the little brother OSU gets treated one way, and then the big brother gets treated the other way. That's a good one. I like that a lot. But, yeah, the NCAA, man, they're a joke in many, many ways, but they have certainly proven over the last year that they don't care about women's sports, all right? They treat them like they're second class.
How much do you think ESPN had to play in that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, do you think ESPN wanted to play that game at midnight? Nobody was watching that game, right? Don't you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just the not wanting to, you know, reschedule things the next day. Having said that, you're right. Nobody was going to be watching that night for sure.
Yeah, so, look, ESPN has a lot of power, but I know one thing. ESPN doesn't have any power on what the weight room looks like in the bubble for the girls, right?
It's true.
So, and by the way, it's time for ESPN to start having less power. Because they're an absolute joke, too. I'm pretty fired up this morning.
I like it. What do you think? News broke yesterday. Julio Jones moving from. Actually, you know what? You want to do that or you want to do some NBA? I want to do NBA. How about this?
Real quick, the number one thing about the Julio Jones trade is I wonder who's going to get number 11. Think about that.
Oh, is that?
The superstar wide receiver.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown was right. Number 11. So does he. So I'm just wondering. But, yeah, they got really nice weapons in Tennessee. And we'll see if Bud Dupree can help them rush the passer. Because last year they had the worst pass rush in the entire NFL. And, I mean, I don't know. I still think the Colts are the best team in that division, but we'll see. That should be fun. They'll fight each other. I know Houston will finish last. So.
Hey, if you're doing a radio show in Dallas this morning, coming off the Mavs leading 3-2, blowing those last two games to the Clippers, kind of what are you talking about today? Is it the brilliance of Luka? Is it how he wore down in the fourth quarter? Or is it we got to figure out something about Porzingis? You know, what's kind of your storyline if you're doing a show in Dallas?
My very first sentence after I make my greeting is Porzingis has to go. That's my very first thing. Porzingis, guys, about 5 years ago, I thought had a chance to be a superstar. He's been hurt, blah, blah, blah. But now the guy is the most timid. I mean, he's just ridiculous. I don't want any part of the guy. They've got to figure out something. Because you know what they're going to do? One of two things is going to happen. They're either going to waste one of the best players that maybe has ever been on the planet, or they're going to lose him because he's going to say, I don't want to be here anymore. I mean, what else? You know why he wore down? Because no human being could do what he did over a seven-game period and keep on going, especially against the defense that the Clippers played. I'm disgusted, dude, the Clippers and Nets. I mean, I just can't stand it. But I'll tell you this, if Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris shoot like that, they're going to win the whole thing. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, Reggie Jackson was out of his mind. Marcus Morris hit 7 threes yesterday. If those guys shoot like that, they're going to win it. Because obviously with Kawhi and Paul George, you know, you can't cover everybody as well as you'd like. But, yeah, Doncic is he's a superstar. I mean, heck, he could be the best player in the entire game. They need another player or two, and they better do it because you don't want to lose it with a guy like that, fellas. You don't want to suddenly look up 5 years from now and go, daggone it. So I'm trying to get rid of Porzingis. I'm trying to bring in a couple other guys that can help Doncic because, man, he's so good, it's ridiculous.
Who makes more off-season moves, the Mavs or the Lakers?
The Lakers. I think LeBron's going to change the whole team. I really do. I think you won't even be able to recognize a team when they start next year. I think Anthony Davis will stay. I think that probably Harrell will probably take his option at nine. I think it's 9.8 or 9.5 million that he gets. Other than that, I think everybody's game. And I'm telling you right now, I'd trade Kyle Kuzma to Poland. I'd let him go over and play basketball in Poland. And frankly, the way I watch him play, I think if he went and played in Poland, as long as he'd get the paycheck, he'd be okay with it. So, yeah, they're going to make a bunch of moves. I don't know what Dallas can do, really. I mean, who's going to take Porzingis and the money he makes? He's the highest-paid guy on the team, fellas.
Yeah, that's a rough deal because he has not kind of continued to grow like you thought he might. Do you know the last team, the last franchise that's still left to have won a title?
There's only one, right? No, zero.
There's three. And the last one was Philly in 1983.
That's right.
I think Atlanta had one in the 50s and then the Bucks in the 70s. Is that good for the game? It's going to be a new blood winning for sure. Is that good for the NBA?
I think it's great for the game, except if the Nets win. If the Nets win, it's bad for the NBA.
Well, speaking of the Nets, have the Hawks, are they emerged in the East as the team that could maybe challenge the Nets if they get past the 76ers?
Well, if the Hawks shoot the way they did in the first half yesterday, they could beat the Lakers of the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean I've never seen it like that. I mean that was even the players were kind of laughing. You know, sometimes you just get incredibly hot, sometimes you get incredibly cold. That was absurd what they were doing. Everybody, every shot, every play. And then, of course, Philly was turning it over and giving it to them and all that stuff. So I'm not ready to go. I love what the Hawks are doing, and Trae Young's a mate. I mean, every time they come on TV, they talk about comparing him to somebody, you know, some superstar, what he's done. But I'm not ready to say that this series is over yet. I think that they got incredibly hot. I think probably Philly wins game two, and then it'll be interesting to see what happens in Atlanta.
How much do you think game two tonight will change with James Harden not being able to play? Now the Bucks can kind of, you know, you had Blake Griffin go off. Mike James was good too. Now that Milwaukee can kind of game plan for those guys in the role they had to play in game one, how much do you think that might change the result tonight for the Bucks?
I think it probably changed a little bit, but, you know, Middleton needs to get his act together. What is he, 6-for-23? I mean, that was just terrible. You just got when the lights come on, fellas, in the big situation, you got to play. You know, some do, some don't, and that's the key. And you got to give it up to Blake Griffin, man. He really did some good things in that game. And you know, that's what they need with Harden out. And by the way, I know no one around here wants to hear it, but Kevin Durant can really play. By the way, I thought I'd let y'all know that. You didn't already know.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's... Hey, thanks for being on. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm going to run.
I can also tell you that the Cowboys haven't done anything in years and years and years. That makes you feel better.
I already get reports. CeeDee Lamb's going to be the best receiver on the team and in the league. I read that this weekend.
Every position, the Cowboys have the best player in the league. Every position on both sides of the ball. And they'll still rip off a 10-7. So.
Hey, I'll take it. It's 10-7 surely make the playoffs.
I'd say it's a close tie with the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns are there too.
Oh, the Browns. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I actually, this morning on TV on Get Up, they actually did a segment that said, are people going too far for the Browns? I was like, yes, they are, but we'll see.
Oh, man.
Just as long as Odell Beckham's there, that's the key. Just have Odell Beckham. I want Odell Beckham to play.
I want to run Jared's theory from Friday by you and see what you think.
My what?
Your theory for Friday.
Oh.
He's, when we're talking about LeBron, and I set the over-under at 4 players off this year's roster being there next year, and I think I would take the under. And I'm not 100% sure Anthony Davis is going to be one of them. Jared says the key to fixing the Lakers is to figure out a way to get Damian Lillard. Your thoughts? Is that even a possibility? Or I think C.J. McCollum would be more of a possibility than Dame.
Well, now it's a bigger possibility with Stotts gone.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that either one of them can help and help LeBron. I think that it would be probably easier to get McCollum. I don't know about Dame. I can't figure him out, man, because he loved Terry Stotts, but he says he loves Portland. I don't know about you guys, but I'd want to get out of Portland as quickly as I possibly
yes.
could.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go to L.A., it's not a lot better. But anyway, you go to L.A., I mean, I know that LeBron is going to talk to Jeannie Buss in the next couple of weeks and say, all right, let's go. We need a whole new team. And I would say about 4 players, you know, not guys maybe that sit on the bench. I would say that Caruso comes back. I think Anthony Davis does come back. Maybe Harrell. Other than that, I think everybody else is fair game. So I think that 4 is probably a pretty good number. But, yeah, I mean, look, if you get Dame Lillard, that would be big time. And obviously McCollum can really play too. So they got to get something, fella. They got to get something because they are not at the level that they need to be right now, especially with LeBron, you know, being older. He's just older. That's the way life is.
Yeah, he's kind of catching up. Father Time finally catching up with him just a little bit. Jim?
I'm the only one. Hey, I'm the only one that gets better with age. Like
hey, you and Tom Brady.
Hey, as I'm sitting on this daggone couch with a daggone blanket over me.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Jim. Have a great show, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right, fellas. See ya.
See you later. That's the Ultimate Jim Traber. Joining us as he does each and every Monday. Don't forget, if you're listening on a 98.1 down here in Elk City, if it goes off, just switch over to 1240. We're doing some work on the tower, trying to get that thing fixed. So if you lose 98.1, just switch it to 1240. Turn on the app. We'll be there. Everything after us will be there just doing a little work and trying to make it better for everybody out there listening.
Good job. All right. Joe. All right. Yeah. We got a full 5 days of work. You realize that?
Boo.
Boo.
At least I'll know what day it is. Unlike
yeah.
last week.
Yeah, really.
All right, everybody, have a great day. It's going to get hot this week.
Yes, it is.
Triple digits.
And I'm loving it.
I am not. I like the 80s. Everybody have a great day.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball.